Luckily, no one was injured after a fire broke out in the garage of a Caloundra West home overnight. Three people escaped the blaze just before 5 a.m. Two fire crews arrived at the Verde Circuit address shortly after and managed to stop the fire from spreading to the rest of the property. No word yet on the cause. Meanwhile, three business owners in Gympie are counting the cost for major repairs after a building in Mary Street was allegedly set alight on Sunday night. Police were alerted to the blaze while monitoring CCTV of Mary Street. It's believed two people robbed a tobacco store before setting it alight and fleeing south on the Bruce Highway in a silver Toyota sedan bearing stolen number plates. The fire also spread to two neighbouring businesses. A crime scene has been declared. Well, it's been a very busy Easter long weekend for our police, with thousands taking to the roads over the break. Across the state, more than 300 drunk and drug drivers have been detected. Commissioner Katerina Carroll says there's been some disappointing driver behaviour.
Not any positives in terms of, you know, an alcohol reading, but certainly positive for drugs and many other things. You know, unlicensed, people wanted for various matters. Uninsured, defective vehicles.
While a man aged in his 20s is due in court charged with one count of drink driving, it's after police allegedly found him asleep at the wheel while stopped at a set of traffic lights on Maroochydore Road at 1 a.m. on the 2nd of April. After they woke him, he allegedly recorded a blood alcohol reading of 0.190. Police are appealing for public assistance to identify a man who violently robbed a Little Mountain convenience store on Good Friday. The offender was wearing a dark blue hoodie, black pants and grey runners when he entered the Night Owl on Parklands Boulevard just before 11 p.m. and made demands for money and cigarettes. He then used a metal pole to hit the 19-year-old male attendant before fleeing on foot with close to $1,000 cash. The staff member was later treated in hospital for a minor head injury. Anyone with info should contact Crime Stoppers. And the Lightning are hoping the home crowd advantage at UniSC Arena this Sunday will lead them to a much-needed win over the Swifts. It follows their loss to the Melbourne Vixens on Saturday. The final score 60-56. The Lightning are now fourth on the ladder through four rounds.